This is the local VK5 news segment. And let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. It's Cole, VK58CF, here again with the weekly update from the South East Radio Group with voiceovers by Kermit. Not a lot has happened this week, and I am, therefore, a bit lost for words. I suspect that most sane people have gone into hibernation for the winter, as it has been damp, cold and generally miserable here in the lower southeast for the last week now. I will therefore keep this edition short, sharp and shiny. We remind you that our group meets on the first and third Friday of each month in our club rooms at the Reedy Park Centre, O'Halloran Terrace, Mount Gambier. Meetings start at 7:30pm sharp and are followed by supper and a chat. If you are in the area, please come along and make yourself known. That's all I have for this week. The members of the South East Radio Group therefore wish you all a good week, and I say 7-3 from Serge.
And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Hello, this is Jared VK5ZQV for the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. Last Thursday, Barry VK5BW gave a thought-provoking presentation to members on the many different types of cables. It's very interesting to see the effect of the choice and quality of cable on the performance of your station. Our next general meeting will be held at the Blackwood Community Centre, Yonge Street, Blackwood, on Thursday, 17th of August, commencing at 7:30pm. This will be a presentation by David Murray on the world-famous Crix Theatre loudspeakers. The next meeting at the Shack will be a social morning on Saturday, 12th of August, commencing at 9am. Details of all club events are on the club website. We look forward to seeing you at one of our meetings. Thanks for listening. 73s from Jared, VK5ZQV, for the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the North East Radio Club. Last Friday saw another one of the North East Radio Club's STEM Day activities conducted at the library at Tea Tree Gully. There was quite a lot of young people there finding about science, technology, engineering and mathematics. And from my observation, the soldering stations were very busy with young people making up their projects. And there were lots of them running around hunting the fox with the little Yagis looking for hidden transmitters. And I had a HF station set up there, operating VK5GRC, the club station, on 40 metres. And I attracted a lot of interest from adults, so may have instilled enthusiasm into some of the older generation, as well as the young ones. So thanks to everybody who helped make it a successful day, and hopefully we've spread the word not only about other aspects of science, technology, engineering and maths, but also let them know a lot about amateur radio, and who knows, we may have some new call signs on the air soon due to it. The next Friday night is the Tech Night, and once again everybody's welcome to come along and have another interesting high-tech discussion. And just remember, if you've got any projects that you've made that you're particularly proud of, bring them along and show and tell us all about them. Or if you've got a project that you've got a few problems with, bring it along, and one of our gurus at the North East Radio Club will be only too happy to give you some advice. Yeah, so don't forget the next Tech Night. This Friday night, the meeting will be at the Modbury West Community Hall at Capulet Crescent, Modbury. Doors open at 7:15pm for a 7:30pm start. There's plenty of parking and there's tea and coffee and soft drinks available. So I hope to see everybody come along next Friday night for the Tech Night. Well, that's all for this week. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo with a few notes from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. On Wednesday last, Graham VK5WX gave a talk on soldering of electronic components he learnt as a result of his service in the RAAF. This was followed by hands-on tutorials. As I said on a previous broadcast, the Science Alive event is rapidly approaching. John VK5NI and VK Paul VK5VCO need your commitment as to which days you will attend to represent the club. They also need you to complete the induction process online. Paul VK5VCO has emailed all members with the details to enable you to do this. A 9 out of 10 correct answers will give you a pass. John VK5NI needs this information to arrange entrance passes. The next Tech Night will be on the 16th of August and will be a presentation by Ben VK5TX of 3D printing. August has also a fifth Wednesday on the 30th, so think in caps on for the August meeting to arrange the event. Bruce VK5VAB is still taking nominations for the JOTA 60th anniversary event so as to arrange catering. The 21st and 22nd of October will be upon you before you know it. VK5ROC 70cm repeater is back online. Signal reports would be appreciated. 6m antenna replacement still work in progress. The microwave beacon supply voltage is still work in progress. Adverse weather is slowing down the efforts. The next general meeting on the Wednesday the 2nd of August. All meetings are held at the Grove venue, Burdett Street, Elizabeth Grove, 7:30 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start. Visitors and potential members most welcome. Look forward to seeing you there. 73's Alan, VK5, Mike Alpha Kilo.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.